Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 10 June, Wednesday, the year 2015. You're in the right place. And if you're watching television, you're hearing only about three stories on CNN today. Yeah, they have narrowed it down to three very important, they think, stories for you to listen to. And that is the escapees in upstate New York at Dannemora. They haven't found them. $100,000 reward. But they do believe that one of the ladies there, who was a seamstress, helped them to escape. And she was supposed to pick them up in a car and wasn't there. She instead went to the hospital with a panic attack. So some very disappointed escapees. But that's the story. They're sticking to it, and it's going to be all day long, I'm afraid. The other story, President Bush's brother, Jeb, is in Germany today. Estonia, Latvia, talking to all the foreign countries about what? I don't know. He's not in the race yet. I mean, how do all these countries all of a sudden want Jeb Bush to come and talk to them? It's just the whole election process is such a farce. I would like to believe that there is a chance for us to get our guy in there who will actually make a difference. I'd like to think so. But I think we have all become so numb to that election process. And now seeing Jeb Bush, which had just about the lowest rating of anybody, still saying, I'm going to announce next week. Because he knows the system is rigged. He knows that. And he knows that if he's supposed to win, he will win. And he already knows, probably, who is going to win. Then the other story, McKinney, Texas. That police officer has resigned, wasn't fired, kept his, so far, retirement benefits. But he resigned. He's now in hiding because of death threats. And then a little bitty story that came out on Fox News. Is remember the Amtrak train crash that occurred in Pittsburgh? So horrible. And then all of a sudden, nobody's talking about it. Over, done with, clean up the track, let's move on. They're asking the question today, was he on his cell phone or not? Are you kidding me? If you or me were suspected of being a bad guy terrorist or anything else, they would have our cell phone records in a heartbeat. There's some reason nobody's saying anything, including the train conductor, about what happened in Pittsburgh. Today on the Power Hour, we are going to be talking to a favorite, Dr. Doug Rocky. Lots happening in the arena of depleted uranium, chemical exposure, the government's admission to it, then sort of denial, and military backpedaling taking place all the time. And he's quite spirited about what he has to say today, too. Glenn Parham will join us at 9 o'clock. He says there are some major issues health-wise, and I tend to agree. And he says, if you don't have a nebulizer, you're going to be sorry one of these days because it is so important. Well, with the new information coming out on the various respiratory diseases, MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, with the new antibiotic-resistant pneumonia, I mean, they're scaring everybody with what could be, but telling everybody it's antibiotic resistant. Everything is antibiotic resistant. Except silver is not. And the need to get it into the lungs with a nebulizer. Consider that, because he told me yesterday, though we can still get some nebulizers, they're very hard to get because many states are making them by prescription only. And why do you think that is, if they're so good for us, and they are. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with a Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. As we said earlier, we're going to be talking about what's going on with the birds, with the chickens, with the turkeys. It seems that there is something amiss here, and it is hitting a tremendous number of chickens throughout the United States. Price of eggs are going up, price of chickens going up. A lot of people saying that perhaps maybe the use of silver in their water might take care of the problem. I don't know. But they're not offering many solutions except kill the chickens. And so I always wonder if the answer is always kill, maybe we're not asking the right question. I mean, just like in kill the people, kill the animals. Maybe there is an agenda afloat. Welcome to the Power Hour today. We're going to be talking to Dr. Doug Rocky about depleted uranium and other issues in the military. He stays abreast of all of those. And 9 o'clock, we'll be talking to Glenn Parnum about these respiratory diseases, just how bad they are. He thinks, I will tell you this, that it's worse than I think. In other words, he believes it's much more of an issue than I, but we'll talk to him about that. U.S. in the international news accuses Russia of missile violations to cover Europe deployment plans. The U.S. is ramping up the controversy over alleged violations of a key missile ban treaty to cover up its own plans to deploy missiles in Europe. Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov was commenting on a reported plan by the U.S. to deploy nuclear-capable intermediate-range cruise missiles in Europe, danger red flag, and Asia, targeting Russian territory. Now, you know that's going to go over real well. The plan was cited by the Associated Press, which said it was penned by the office of U.S. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, and contains several contingencies for a scenario in which a key missile treaty between the U.S. and Russia fails. They are amping up the Russia versus U.S. issue. U.S. is going to establish a new military base in Anbar province and send 400 additional military advisors to Iraq. That's the story today. However, yesterday it was released at about 6 p.m. Central Time on CNN that the number could go up to 15,000. Let's revisit a war that didn't need to be fought, but was fought because of fraudulent reasons. To gain control of the resources in Iraq, check, that happened. We still have control of those resources, by the way. The United States never left Iraq. Check. That's been verified by U.S. congressmen. The U.S. has a definite interest in controlling Iraq and has created what they call ISIS. Created, supported, supplied, bought, and paid for ISIS. In fact, that has been confirmed by a number of people. Renowned government whistleblowers weigh in on the debate over controversial declassified documents that have just recently been done. In fact, Zero Hedge reported on May 22nd, U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency document obtained by Judicial Watch under Freedom of Information confirms that the U.S. intelligence community foresaw the rise of ISIS 3 years ago as a direct consequence of the support to extremist rebels in Syria. Now, think about this. Doesn't that remind you kind of the way sometimes we question prophecy? Did prophecy come into being because it was supposed to, or did man create actions to make prophecy happen? Some people think that of the Israeli state. But think about this. If 3 years ago they were telling us, oh my gosh, this group called ISIS is going to be huge. It's going to be bad. It's coming our way. We can't do anything about it. Maybe, just maybe, they knew something. Well, then the August 2012 Information Intelligence Report, IIR, reveals that the overwhelming core of the Syrian insurgency at that time was dominated by a range of Islamist militant groups, including al-Qaeda in Iraq. It warned that the supporting powers to the groups, including al-Qaeda, identified in the document as the West, Gulf states, and Turkey, wanted to see the emergence of a Salafist principality in eastern Syria to isolate the Assad regime. Now, the document provided an extraordinarily prescient prediction. Now, I get real uncomfortable when I hear these extraordinarily accurate predictions. And their prediction was, in the IIR, the Information Intelligence Report of 2012, that such an Islamist quasi-statelet backed by the region's Sunni states would amplify the risk of the declaration of the Islamic State across Iraq and Syria. The DIA reported even anticipated that they anticipated another one of those prescient predictions, anticipated the fall of Mosul and Ramadi. And oh my goodness, if it didn't happen. And so if you listen to the networks tell you what's about to happen, you will hear that dividing the country up is the only answer. And you hear over and over again, Iraq is a failed state. Iraq is a failed state. Well, remember, we brought to your attention a colonel who wrote a paper back in 2006 about how the only answer was going to be division of Iraq. Dividing it three ways. And now, oh my goodness, it's coming true. The document also provided extraordinary, prescient predictions. Now, I want you to remember this, because in the future, whenever you hear the government saying this could happen, please note that it probably will and has been designed to happen. Well, last week, legendary whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, which I don't have 100% credit in him or anybody to tell you the truth, but the former career Pentagon officer and U.S. military analyst who leaked the Pentagon Papers, allegedly exposing White House lies about the Vietnam War, described the report on the DIA document as a very important story. I kind of think I would have had a little more to say than just a very important story. In an extensive podcast interview, he said that the DIA document provided compelling evidence that the West Syria strategy created ISIS. The DIA, he said, in 2012, was asserting that Western powers were supporting extremist Islamist groups in Syria that were opposing Assad. They were not only, as they claimed, supporting moderate groups who were losing members to the more extremist groups, but they were directly supporting the extremist groups. Now, why do I go into all of this, and why do I feel it's important? Because once we see through the fraud, you know, the fog of war, which is usually fraudulent information perpetrated upon us about why we're supposed to be in that war, maybe we will say no, not no, and heck no. It's kind of a deal that the Saudis will support various Islamist extremists all around the world, and the deal is that they, the extremists, will not try to overthrow the corrupt alcohol-drinking clique in Saudi Arabia. Now remember, Daniel Ellsberg was also a former senior analyst at RAND Corporation, and you know what that's all about. They always come up with the things that the government wants to do and says in their report, good idea. The U.S. Army-funded RAND report advocated a range of policy scenarios for the Middle East, including, here we go, a divide-and-rule strategy to play off the Sunni and Shia's factions against each other. And we've been hearing about that for years, since 2006. The RAND report even confirmed that the divide-and-rule strategy was already being executed in Iraq at the time. Now we have the additional troops that are going to be going back to Iraq that we're told. Between 500 and 15,000 are the numbers that I've heard. But they're not going to be fighting ISIS. Why? Well, ISIS are our guys. They're going to be training the Iraqi army. Now, let's go back and review history here. That's what they did since 2003. And it didn't work. So we're going to now send more human lives as cannon fodder and more billions of dollars to do something that hasn't worked the first two times. They even said, it's not going to work, but let's throw more money and manpower at it. I mean, what are the deaths of our military? We'll remember them on Memorial Day. And we'll have a trumpeter there when he dies. And we'll play these appalling commercial on TV to make everybody cry and pay $19 a month to these veterans who don't deserve to be in that position in the first place and probably are there because of their own country. And let's not forget Beau Biden. The funeral was held Saturday. Oh, my. The eulogies were awesome. As much as I don't care listening to some of those people, the family made amazing eulogies to their brother, son, parent, etc. It was really, really hard to listen to. And you know, Mr. Biden, the vice president, ends most of his speeches by saying, and God protect our veterans. God protect our veterans from this country and the elite, because that's where the damage is being done. We'll be back after this 4-minute break, and Dr. Doug Rocky will tell us about that in the next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joyce Wiley and the Power Hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're talking about the creation of ISIS. There doesn't appear to be any question that it is almost a wholly owned subsidiary. I'm just saying that, of the United States, but it kind of looks like that. You know, Colleen Raleigh, retired FBI agent, described the report on the DIA document as excellent. It's like the mad, power-hungry doctor who created Frankenstein, only to have his monster turn against him. It's hard to feel sorry when the insane doctor gets his due, but in our case, that script is constantly repeating. The quest for full-spectrum dominance and blindness of exceptionalism seems to mean that we are doomed to keep repeating the Charlie Wilson's Frankenstein war script. The various neocon warmongers and military-industrial complex, most of them inept Peter principals, just don't care. And commenting on the declassified Pentagon report, former NSA senior executive Thomas Drake, the whistleblower who inspired Edward Snowden, condemned the West's role in ISIS and threat of violent extremists, justifying surveillance and liberside at home. Alastair Cook, a former senior MI6 official who spent 3 decades in the agency, said yesterday that the DIA document proves clear corroboration that the U.S. was covertly pursuing a strategy to drive an extremist Salafi wedge between Iran and its Arab allies. I mean, how much more evidence do we need? And how much longer should it take before we say, that's it? We're not supporting you going against the United States. I mean, this is criminal. And beyond that, it is treason against the United States. Are they traitors? I'm not the only one asking that question. There are those that now declare that the DIA report is proof the intelligence community knew more about the rise of the Islamic State than they let on. And at best, fools at worst. They're deceivers. They have lied to the American people. Now, these are very educated, well-known people that are making this statement. Why can it not get traction? And Marcy Wheeler in Salon Magazine said, the large corpus of secret DIA documents obtained by Judicial Watch demonstrates that at the least, the intelligence community knew that al-Qaeda had ties to the rebels in Syria. They knew our Gulf and Turkish allies were happy to strengthen Islamic extremists in a bid to oust Assad. And CIA officers in Benghazi, at a minimum, watched as our allies armed rebels using weapons from Libya. And the intelligence community knew that a surging al-Qaeda might lead to the collapse of Iraq. Everything they have been predicting has come true because they are directing the movie, ladies and gentlemen. Wag the dog. Then that means that all those beheadings were created and agendized and promoted by the U.S. government, putting all these people through this torture. And as long as people are foolish enough to believe that if I send my son and daughter over there for freedom, they'll keep them from coming here? Are you serious? They are here because they are the elite in the U.S. government, the U.S. military. We are in the biggest fraud of our existence, probably. Well, the monetary fraud is a huge one also. But think about this. And now I'm hearing more and more of the draft on TV, more and more of sending more troops. What happens if there is a draft? Because people aren't going to want to go and fight this illusory band of bad guys, the green screen terrorist. And you know, yesterday I made an attempt to watch all of the B-roll film of ISIS. And guess what I noticed? Every single thing I saw was people shooting aimlessly into a bombed out area. There weren't any people around. There wasn't any war going on. They were shooting. It was an exercise in a bombed out area. And there's plenty of those. We left those behind when we went in 2001 in Afghanistan and 2003 in Iraq. Everyone now seems to start to see it except for the people. And when we come back, guess what's missing from the Defense Department? Well, let me put it this way. Guess how many billions are missing from the Defense Department? Perhaps they went to support ISIS. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. And I'll tell you what, it's us, we, that need to care about this world, because everyone else seems to want to go off to work, take care of their jobs, all their interest, make their money, which I understand. I mean, we've got to do that to live. I understand that. But then to trust the TV, trust the media, trust the government. Well, they wouldn't do that to us. How many times have you heard that? Well, when government is completely dysfunctional, and I want to give credit to Blacklisted News for this. When the government is completely dysfunctional and seems not to serve the people's interest, we have to wonder where the tax dollars are going. And remember, you help fund the fraud. Well, thanks to the Reuters investigation that Scott Paltrow did, there's an answer. Well, it's really a non-answer. Apparently, the Pentagon has made use of $8.5 trillion of tax money handed over by Congress since 1996. But don't ask what was done with the money. The Department of Defense doesn't have a clue. Audits of all federal agencies were mandated by law beginning in 1996, but the Pentagon is unique in never having complied. In almost 20 years, the Pentagon has never accounted for trillions that it spent, in part because plugging or fudging the numbers is standard operating procedure. Now, what if you were to do this? Now, think how they control us. Every single thing we do and say in writing, and yet they are above the law, above any requirement. Audits of all federal agencies were mandated by law beginning in 1996. The Pentagon is unique because it never complied in almost 20 years. The Pentagon has never accounted for trillions it spent, in part because, well, like we just said, that's all they have to do is just say something, and it's reality. Employees of the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, the Pentagon's primary accounting agency, were routinely told by superiors to take unsubstantiated change actions. Write that one down. In case they ever come to you, the IRS, say, I took unsubstantiated change actions. These plugs, which amounted to falsifying the books, were used to bring the military's figures in line with the Treasury's when discrepancies couldn't be traced and accounted for. According to the DFAS, or the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, according to one of the employees, Linda Woodford, a lot of times there were issues of numbers being inaccurate. We didn't have the detail for a lot of it. This so-called plugging isn't unique to DFAS when it comes to resolving lost or missing information. It's just business as usual in every branch of the service. When it was announced that the military's budget would be cut by $52 billion in 2014, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel had a fit, telling a defense contractor, "The cuts are too deep, too steep, and too abrupt. This is an irresponsible way to govern, and it forces the department into a very bad set of choices. This is quite befuddling to the rest of us, as the $581 billion budget that year was more than the total of the next 10 biggest spenders combined, including Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia's military budget made up 10.7% of their GDP. In fact, the U.S. budget was full one-third of the entire amount spent on defense worldwide. Because you are not able to homeschool your children. You have to have a second or third job. You are scared to death of the IRS. You are intimidated into giving them anything and everything they want. And they take it. If the DOD is concerned about losing money and budget cuts, perhaps it should consider tackling its own systemic irresponsibility and discern what precisely $8.5 trillion in taxpayer funds already paid for. Now, can you imagine losing that much money? Can you imagine? They didn't lose it. They did not lose it. They did not lose it. It's there, ladies and gentlemen. And why do you think all these colonels and generals come on Fox News and CNN and tout the company line? Many of the problems occurred in simple bookkeeping errors. Oh, $8.5 trillion? Are you kidding me? They had duplicate entries in one DFAS office across multiple ledgers that led to errors in financial reports in the Air Force in 2009, including a mere $1.59 trillion, including $538 billion for those plugs they put in, which amounts to roughly eight times what was allotted for the entire Air Force budget that year. And you know what? We will go away from this program today at 10 a.m. Central Time, and oh well, that was the news. You're being stolen from. You're being lied to. You're being defrauded every single day. What does it take before we say, I'm not going to support the killing of innocent people because we are just as guilty if we provide the money for the arms to do the job. I don't care. I'm sorry. We've got to tell it like it is. We are culpable. The errors and manipulated numbers, though obviously problems in their own right, simply compound the issue for a Defense Department that seemingly has no control over its excessive spending habits. No. That's not what it is. They are putting it where they know they're putting it. And it is all by design. But as long as we continue to support their habit of pocketing money, it will continue. Oil prices on the rise on higher Saudi Arabian output due to strong demand. And let me just finish up by saying, so what do we do about it? We sit here and get intimidated by the IRS again? Allow them to steal more money from us so they can go and put it in their pockets? That's what's happening. And create a story about ISIS and how, oh my gosh, there's this group that's forming and they're getting so big and so bad and they might just overwhelm us. And, well, lo and behold, it happened. And now we need to separate Iraq into three pieces and divvy up the spoils. Anyway, oil prices rise on higher Saudi Arabian output due to strong demand. 66.03 a barrel. Nuclear power station cancer warning. Breast cancer rates are 5 times higher at a Welsh plant. They're giving you cancer, too. Twice as high at Essex and Somerset sites. And in 3 separate studies, a team of scientists looked at the rates of various cancers in populations living close to a power station in North Wales, Bradwell in Essex and Hinckley in Somerset. They discovered breast cancer rates in particular were higher than expected national averages in all 3 sites. The prevailing winds at the site are southwesterly, and more than 90% of those living downwind of the power station were surveyed by researchers working for Dr. Busby. They're giving you cancer. They're giving you diseases. They are poisoning you, and they're getting away with it. West coast of North America to be slammed by 2016 with 80% as much Fukushima radiation as Japan. West coast, I repeat, of North America. I mean, it's really not news for anybody who's been listening to the Power Hour. But a professor from Japan's Fukushima University Institute of Environmental Radioactivity told Kyoto in April that the west coast of North America will be hit with around 800 terabecquerels of cesium, 137 by 2016. NATO starts very high readiness force drills in Poland. We know they're going on everywhere. And major TTIP vote at European Parliament is postponed due to political divisions. They are not having the hearings because they're getting too much flashback. People are not going along with the TTIP. We forget that there are other countries and people standing up against the TTP or the TTIP, other than the people in the United States, but we don't seem to hear much about that. The petro-yuan is now born. Gazprom is now selling all crude sales to China in the renminbi. Western economic sanctions on Russia have pushed domestic oil producers to settle the crude exports to China in yuan, just as Russian oil is rising as a percentage of total Chinese crude imports. Meanwhile, the collapse in crude prices led to the first net outflow of petrodollars from financial markets in 18 years. And if Goldman's projections prove correct, the net supply of petrodollars could fall by nearly $900 billion over the next 3 years. And all of this comes as China is making a concerted push to settle loans from its newly created infrastructure funds in the renminbi. putting it all together, the petro yuan represents the intersection of a dying petrodollar and an antecedent renminbi. And something that is very disturbing, and I don't think you, if you're a Second Amendment person, may be aware of this. The Supreme Court may have just banned using a gun in your home. And virtually no one noticed. Local governments, according to Off the Grid News, now have the right to tell you how to store your guns, thanks to the inaction of the Supreme Court. The court Monday refused to hear an appeal of a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld a San Francisco ordinance requiring owners in their own home either to store firearms in a locked container or disable them with trigger locks in their own home when not in use. Gun owners can wear the gun in a holster, but other than that, the gun must be put away. The court's ruling means that San Francisco ordinance and similar laws in states and territories in the Ninth Circuit can now be enforced. The Ninth Circuit covers Hawaii, Alaska, California. Think about this. Nevada, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington State. Not exactly states I'd want to mess with, but it may be the law of the land. And no one knows, just simply because the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The McKinney police officer resigns following indefensible actions at a pool party. That's what the police chief said. Greg Conley. He said Corporal Eric Casebolt had indefensible actions at that pool party. You know, he put his knee on the back of the 14-year-old girl, drew a gun. The police chief called it indefensible actions. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine what that lawsuit's going to be like? And also, by the way, speaking of lawsuits, you remember Bruce Jenner became a woman, has taken a woman's name now. Well, there was a lawsuit against him because of a recent car accident in which a lady was killed. They had to refile the lawsuit with his new female name because Bruce Jenner does not exist any longer. Just thought I would throw that in there. Homeless vets move into swanky apartments in L.A. This was like unbelievable. These people had been homeless all this time, and then they put them in these huge, opulent facilities to stay in. Now, I'm all for people staying in nice places, but really? Don't you wonder about the money involved in that and how much they got paid to do that? HSBC Bank is going to fire 50,000 people. Zero Hedge reports that just days after J.P. Morgan revealed it would fire another 5,000 by the end of the year, HSBC unleashed the machete and announced it would cut 50,000 workers. You mean they were overstuffed to the tune of 50,000? Oh, my gosh. And the reason? The same way U.S. corporations are laying off tens of thousands so they can fund record stock buybacks and enrich their shareholders. To boost profits so that more money can be channeled in the form of dividends. So, you have no job because of dividends. This is just so ugly. And there's no jobs because they all went to China, Taiwan, Philippines, Turkey, you name it. Whatever your clothes say. Hospitals are blatantly ripping us off also, according to Economic Collapse. In America Today, hospitals and doctors blatantly rip us off. Do you know that they have as much as 1,000% markup? They're billed out at hundreds of times what they cost. Some hospitals are charging up to $30 for a single aspirin pill. pill. So let me give you just a little bit of heads up advice here. If you have been in a hospital recently, go to them and tell them you want to have an in-camera audit. You want to be able to take pictures, record, and you want an audit of every single thing on your bill. They don't like that, but they have to do it. So if you've been hospitalized in the last year, I would go to the hospital, call the medical records department, and ask them how you can get your bill audited in camera. And then question each item. Now, for instance, they have to show on the bill, or at least they used to. Now, I don't know if anything has changed recently, that a pill was given. They have to show where it was documented as given or whatever else, IV bags, whatever. Because many times IV bags are charged to the wrong patient and they can be super expensive. But if you go through your bill and know what you're doing, you can save usually thousands of dollars. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schmiley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for caring about your world, wanting to know the dirty, ugly truth, unfortunately. And you know, I hate to be so negative in the reporting, but I think it's like anything else. Once we realize fully the fraud we've been living under and can remove it, cast it aside, and demand honesty, truth, the real values, we can start to do something about it. But it appears to me we have to get angry enough, disturbed enough, passionate enough to say no. And it's going to take many, many of us to say no. I'm open to answers if you have any. I'd like to know what your thoughts are. Where do we go? What do we do? I mean, we've got all these people behind us. There's so many of us with so many abilities. What do we do to say no? We don't want to participate in $8.5 trillion worth of money that goes into your pockets that you can't, that you can't find. We don't want to participate in sending our sons and daughters to fight a war that kills innocent people that don't deserve to die. Well, other than because they live in a country that has a bad guy terrorist in it that the United States created in the first place. Look at the fraud. There's going to be a temporary, don't you love this, temporary rate increase at the post office. Really? How do they do that? Have you ever seen them do a temporary rate increase? Yeah. It's going to go from 46 to 49 cents. But it's only temporary. So don't buy any more of those forever stamps. Another lie. Fracking has contaminated drinking water in 11 states. So the water's not any good either in 11 states. And 7 maps and charts that explain the looming egg crisis everyone will soon be talking about. The bird flu, the chicken flu, the whatever flu. And by the way, did you know that free-range backyard chickens seem immune to the massive bird flu outbreak in the chicken factories? The chicken factories are having all the diseases, and that's usually where they get the antibiotics and all the GMO corn, and they get sick, but not the backyard chickens that are free range. And 7 little known superfoods that you can find in your backyard. Is that not cool? 7 little known. Some of the most common weeds in Americans' lawns and gardens are not only safe to eat, they are packed with antioxidants, proteins, and vitamins. The top 7 weeds that you can eat. Think about this. Go out in your garden, and if you don't have them there, plant them. You know, there's a book called My Lawn is My Garden. And you know what? They have done just that. They have made their lawn into a garden. Here they are. Purslane. That's right. There's excellent pictures here, too. So if you are online, you can check that out. Purslane, plantain, stinging nettles, dandelion, lamb's quarter, use lots of that here, curly dock, wild amaranth. Boy, that's a pretty one. There's 7 of them right there for you. Purslane, plantain, stinging nettles, dandelion, lamb's quarter, curly dock, and wild amaranth. It's in your email blast in the Power Hour news section. We'll be back after this. 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.